Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Tes, number 9. Daf Tes in Bikurim. As we continue, we are on Ches Amud Beis. As we've said, the first parak of Bikurim here is all about the who. Who could bring, who's not allowed to bring, who says the Kriya, who does it, that's the Hava and the Kriya, the who and the when. The who and the when. That's this parak. The next parak is going to be about comparing and contrasting to other parallel halachas, and again, the third parak will be about the process. We had yesterday at the end of the shiur, just in terms of a little bit about Esnan, and we had the maybe the most explicit line relating to our topic of the Gemara quotes the Braisa about what is not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, and the Gemara quoted the Lashon of Kol HaKarev L'Gabei HaMizbeach, anything that's carved on the Mizbeach, and we said, well, what does that include? Because after all, we said animals before, that's the Beferish and the Pasuk, and then the Brice already said wine, oil, and flour. So what's included in Karav L'Gabei HaMizbeach? What else could you give to a Zona that might be able to be used on the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, it must mean Bikurim. That's called Karav L'Gabei Mizbeach. Right, so that is a very important line in terms of defining the category of a Bikurim, just like we had the day before. We had the day before of Yosef Engel's comment about the Gemara uses the principle of Shana HaKasav La'akev on Zion Mabez, which also, according to many Rishonim, only applies by Kodshim. That's the Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Vachim. So again, the past two Dafim, we've had indications of the Kodshim side of Bikurim. Again, you can't deny that it has both. Right, it has Zeraim, it's in Seder Zeraim. It has to do with stuff that grows. But we've already noted, right, 2 days in Tosfos, Bo'abasra Daf Pei Aleph, it's not a regular mitzvah to Tuliyah Baretz. Because after all, it's not given after everything grows, it's designated before everything grows. And it doesn't create tevel if you don't do it. So you have all these indications that it's different, yet it's in the category. So Bikurim is somewhere, it's on the fence. It's on the fence of both Kodshim and Zeraim. Okay, so now we're up to Ches Amud Beis, where we're talking about the times. When is Bikurim given? So we said, as we know, Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim, one of the names of Shavuos. It is brought from Shavuos until Sukkot. That's when it's Mevi V'Kore. And if it's brought before Shavuos, as we said, you just leave it. You leave it, and you don't do the Havah. You put it away in a closet in the Beis HaMikdash, and you wait until Shavuos. It has to be the first. Right? It has to be the first. And we said, remember, we had the stories at the end of Maseches Challah, maybe, about people who were very public, and they brought it, and they made a big deal that they couldn't accept it. But after Sukkot to Chanukah, so then you also bring it, but you don't be Kore. And after Chanukah, we said you don't bring it. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Chavrai, B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Nachman bar Chanukah, from Sukkot to Chanukah, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said on the top of yesterday's daf, Machlokas, maybe Ve'eno Kare, right? We paskin, from Sukkot to Chanukah, you could bring Bikurim, but there's no Mikra Bikurim. Why? Because it's not a time of Simcha. V'samachta v'chalatov. Rabbi Yehuda said you could even be maybe V'kare. Yehuda says you could be maybe V'kare all the way until Chanukah. We don't paskin that way, we paskin maybe Ve'eno Kare. Says the Gemara, what happens in this case? You were mafresh it, you designated it before Sukkot. The avar alein achag, and then now it's after Sukkot. So maybe veino kore. So now you're bringing it after Sukkot. What did the Mishnah say? Maybe veino kore when you bring it after Sukkot. You bring it, but you don't be kore because it's not the time of Simcha. Hifrishan kodem lachanaka v'avar alein chanaka. What happens if I was designated it before Chanukah, which is still within the time that you're allowed to bring it, but then I'm now bringing it, Chanukah has passed now. Now it's after Chanukah, so then what? You have to let it rot. Because this was already designated Bikurim. And it is designated Bikurim because it was already done before Chanukah, which is still in the realm of Bikurim. Not the ultimate time of Simcha, but it's still in the realm of Bikurim, so it gains the status of Bikurim, but now it's not, you don't bring it after Chanukah, so you just have to let it rot. It has Kedusha. It has Kedusha, you have to just let it, you have to let it rot. That's the halacha of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. La'achar Chanukah lokachi. But what if I go over to my Bikurim after Chanukah, and I designate them after Chanukah? That's meaningless. That's meaningless, lokachi, it doesn't become Kadosh. Right? Just like, sometimes we have, I don't know, if I already gave Truma last week, and I go over to my field, and I'm like, this is Truma, you already gave Truma. it's meaningless what you're saying. You can't designate truma afterwards. You know, if you already gave truma, it's already truma. Sometimes when you designate something, it's not going to have any status. So lo kitshu, there's no kadosh. And the Mara Fulda says, v'ha peros mutarim labailim. Right, and the peros are mutar labailim. It doesn't achieve the status. So says the Gemara, let's just first do the question and answer, and then we'll make a comment. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'lesle le, we're going to flip the people here. V'lesle le chavraya kahada derebi zera. These chavraya, where we just quoted this chavraya, the chevra in the name of Reb Shimon Levi, they don't hold Rebbe Zera, right? We just had Rebbe Zera on yesterday's daf, the day before. What did Rebbe Zera say? Right, the Amar Rebbe Zera, Kala Bikurim Sheniru Liter Bekriya, Eino Niter Menela Bekriya. Remember, we said according to Rebbe Zera, if you have the potential of kriya and then you don't do kriya, right, because you lose that potential, then it's possible. If your kriya was not ma'akev, we said. So therefore, if you're in the base of Megdash and you can do the kriya and you don't, so then it's kosher, right? And the Kohen who can eat it, it's not ma'akev. Hava is ma'akev, but kriya is not ma'akev. But here, so you were korei it. Right, the first line, right? You were mafreshit before sukkos. So at that point, it was roi to have hava and kriya. And now you're bringing it after sukkos. So according to Rabbi Zera, shouldn't that be that totally, you know, possible? Because kriya is ma'akev, you're not doing it. So the answer must be v'les chavraya kain, right? And the chavraya don't agree to that. So the Gemara says, islaho, no. The chavraya do agree to the principle of Rabbi Zera. But it must be similar to the ukimtas that we had earlier. B'she'efrishet, kodum l'chag, l'abiyan achar achag. When you were mafreshet, when you designated it before sukkos, you had in mind that you're only going to bring it after sukkos. Or just like we said, right? If you're a mafresh, knowing that you're going to sell your field. We had before. As long as you know that you're going to sell it, you know you're going to bring it afterwards. So you never have in mind to do the kriya, and therefore it is not a problem. Good. So this seems to be just one detail of halacha in Maseches Bikurim. But if you look in the Ravid, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, right in the Rambam, right. This Perek Beis is all about rules of what you bring and when. Mitzvahs Asay. Let's start from the back. Mitzvahs Asay Lavi Bikurim LaMikdash. Mitzvahs Araisa to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Vein Bikurim Noagim Ela Befnei Abayis Uba Eretz Yisrael Belvad. Only in Eretz Yisrael when we have a Beis HaMikdash, because you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Not like Truma, which has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Reishis Bikurim Maschah Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha. Umivim Bikurim Bidivreim Yari Sichon Veog Umi Surya Vechulu. Eimivim Bikurim Elam Yishevas Aminim Hamurim Beshevach Haaretz. Only Shevas Aminim. And if you bring from non-Shevas Aminim, the Rambam says, Vimhevi Shechud Beshevas Aminim Lonis Kachu. There's no Kedusha. As we said, there's that Rashi and Nehemiah, but the Gemara said before, Beferish, outside of Shivas Aminim, Lonis Kadshu. If you bring from inferior, that was a Machlokas, right? Outside of the Shivas Aminim, Lonis Kadshu, but you're supposed to bring from the best, right? Inferior, there's no Chiyav, right? If you bring from the inferior, Vimhevi Shalom and Amuvchar, Tamarim Shebaharim, Tainim Mesukas, Murukavos, Lonis Kadshu, the Raman Paskins is not Niskadesh. Just like non-Shivas Aminim. But that was a machlokas before. Remember we said before, maybe if you give bad truma, it is Niskadesh, so maybe it should be parallel. And then the Rambam continues, we had this earlier, not in this Masechta, but earlier, Ein Mivim Bikurim Mashkin, you can't bring pomegranate juice. That's not Bikurim. Right? You have to bring pomegranates. You have to bring, you know, the fruit itself. Chutz Mizesim Anavim Bilvad, except for oil and wine. Shenemar mipri adama v'lo mash chutz mizeisim anavim bilvad. Right, you don't bring mashkim except for zeisim anavim. Shenemar mipri adama v'lo mashke. V'mhevi mashke imakalim imenu. Fine. Next, ein mevi'en bikurim kodem atzeres. You can't bring bikurim before shavuos. Shenemar v'chag bikurim maasecha. V'mhevi ein makalim imenu. As we said, if you do bring before shavuos, you don't accept it. Ella yanicham sham at shetovo atzeres v'yikra aleihem. You just put it away until shavuos, and you wait, and then you're korei shem. V'chein ein mivirim bikurim achar Chanukah. Also, you can't bring before Shavuos, you can't bring after Chanukah. Sha'a bikurim shebichru achar Chanukah, harein chashuvin mishana haba'a. If it's after Chanukah, you have to wait till the following year. V'yaniach osan al achar aseres. You have to leave it to the following Shavuos. You have to leave it. They leave it if you bring it after Chanukah. It's not kadosh. Right, and therefore, is it kadosh for next year? Right, Argamar, that sounds like, right, the Mara Fulda says, lo kachi. And the payers are mutter. The Rambam sounds like payers, they're considered next year's, and you have to leave them. Sounds like they are asr. You just have to leave them until next year. Not in Niskadish for this year. Says the Ravid. Amar Avram, ve'ech yitachin zeh. Right, how is this possible? They're considered next year's fruit. Follow Chanukah, Kodim Shvatu. We'll get to this a little bit later. Chanukah, Kislev is before Shvat. V'ushana she'avra. Right, and it's, you're bringing it after Chanukah, but that's still before Shvat. And Shvat, tu b'Shvat, so how can it be next year's fruit? This is this year's fruit. V'nira li, mipnei she'haperos she'mivakrim achar Chanukah, einon elapsoles haperos. Anything that blossoms so late, that's really the inferior. Vatara amra meireshes, as we said before, you have to bring for the best. Vedina kiteinim suros umunukavo shalo kitshu. That's what the Ravid says. No, this is like inferior type of anything that blossoms afterwards is like inferior. What did I want to say before? Lo niskadesh viafilum yaniachos am lo kitshu. That's what the Ravid says. They're not kadosh until that sounds like for the Rambam that you save it for next year. The Ravid says no. Even if you leave them, it's not niskadesh. Because it's this year's fruit that's inferior, and therefore, it's not niskadesh. V'im hifrishan kodem chanukah v'avar alei chanukah, as we said before, yirkavu. Right, that's what we just said. Right, if you were mafishim before chanukah, leave it after chanukah, you have to let it rot. Here's the line. V'hachi isa b'yerushalmi b'menachos. Perek kol karbon asibur achar chanukah lo kidshu. The Ravid quotes the Yerushalmi in Menachos. And all the Achronim jump on the Ravid and said, this has to be a mistake. Right? This has to be a mistake. There is no Yerushalmi in Menachos. Right? There's no Yerushalmi on Kachim. Right? You don't find it. You don't find other Rishonim quoting Yerushalmis in Kachim. Right? Look all over Shas. The Rishonim quote Yerushalmis. But they don't quote Yerushalmi in Kachim. Many say it must be a misprint here by the printer. It must be a comma. Isab Yerushalmi, comma. It's the Yerushalmi in Bikurim. And it's also a little bit in the Bavli in Menachos. That's what you have to say. It's not the Yerushalmi in Menachos. That's what the many Achronim say. The problem is, just one problem, if you look in the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Rosh Hashanah, the Me'iri and the Ravid is from the same place, right? Provence, southern France. The Ravid was way earlier. Ravid was earlier before the Ramban. The Me'iri was much later. Me'iri was a late Rishon. So the Me'iri in Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalid quotes this. Quotes this halacha. And he quotes, again, remember the Me'iri never quotes people by name. He has nicknames. He has nicknames for each Gdolei HaMechaberim, Gdolei HaMefarshim. But there he quotes this halacha, if you bring it after, if you're mafishim before Chanukah and at least stays after Chanukah, einem aviyem ele yirkavu. V'chein hisba'er b'talmud ha'ma'arav b'meseches menachas. Perek kol karbonas atzibur. There it is. So he quotes it. So in the footnotes on the bottom, Rav Sofer, he says, this is also in the Ravid, but look in the Merkevas HaMishnah that says it must be a mistake. Shetoa matfisim b'sidu divrei Ravid. It must be a mistake because it fits with the next Ravid. The next Ravid on the next Rambam, two halachas later, this belongs to the beginning of that piece and not at the end of the previous piece. Okay, you figure it out in the Ravid. But the problem is the Me'iri. If the Me'iri knew that there was no Kachim, Sishraman Kachim, what's the Me'iri 300 years quoting this mistaken Ravid? If there was a mistake in the Ravid, the Me'iri shouldn't quote the mistake. If the Me'iri never heard of a Yerushalmi on Kachim, then what's he quoting this as if like it doesn't bother him? Right? It says in the footnotes. He says, Ma yane ha-merkevas ha-mishlah divrei Rabbeinu. V'yafim tomar sh-Rabbeinu hetik divrei ha-ravid elu sh-yiksuvim lefan of gamkein b'toos. And even if you want to say the Me'iri is just quoting the Ravid, that's the mistaken Ravid. I'll call upon him lo ha-matfisim to l'dayti Lu lo shama Rabbeinu shahaya Yerushalmi aseder kachim lo haya matik toas zeh mibli la'amod alav. You wouldn't just quote it. You wouldn't just quote this Ravid without commenting on it. V'chein kesef mishnah shamatik gamkin divrei Ravid lu yo yada mimekorim achirim shahaya Yerushalmi zeh lo haya omed alav v'Rabbeinu. So what's going on here? And then he quotes Rabbeinu bepsichas lepesechas avos. You look in the Me'iri's hakdama to Pirkei Avos. Kasav lehedya shay Yerushalmi hu shisha sedarim levad mitaras. He quotes, as we know, we have Yerushalmi on five sedarim. Whoa, right? V'naflu divrei merkavas haMishnah sham, and that means if you say this is right, it's a mistake. Aval baruli sherabenu ba'atma lo Yerushalmi. So he must have heard this, and he must have known it existed. But he quotes Rav Sofer here, the one who put out this Me'iri, says it must be that the Me'iri though never saw the Yerushalmi on Kachim. He must have heard it existed. Why? Ki avarti baruch Hashem al rov sifrei Rabbeinu b'tfus. I've been through almost everything in the Me'iri. We have the Me'iri on almost every Masechta. Hundreds and thousands of He says, I've been through most of it, and he never quotes it. He never quotes one maimar from Yerushalmi on Kachim. And, you know, he would have if he saw it. V'lo matzazi af pam achas. Sheyavi mamar Yerushalmi seder kachim avabisha kula yoma shmeitzah the Yerushalmi pupume. Right? He knew the Yerushalmi that we have, and he always quotes Yerushalmi. He never quotes Yerushalmi kachim. So we'll leave this as a mystery. Right? 100 years ago, when there was the forgery that came out, that the Achronim recognized that was a forgery, but we'll have to ask the Ravid. Bishas chias amesim. You know, it's what's Yerushalmi on kachim? Is it a mistake? What's going on? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. There's a lot more here about Kriya. Let's just do a little more. V'yad taninan. 1 second, another question. The Mishnah tells us later on, v'hataninan, we learned, ein mevim bikurim l'man ha-chadash l'yashav l'man ha-yashav l'chadash. You don't bring bikurim. This sounds like a truma line, right? You don't bring bikurim from last year's fruit onto this year's fruit, this year's onto last year's. So, and the Mara Folda says, just like truma. Just like truma. So, ma'ana kaiminan. The question is, though, what exactly are we what are the dates? What are we talking about? What does old and new mean specifically in this discussion? In Beper Sheviyah Shlish La'acha Rosh Hashanah, Ala Per Sheviyah Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Are we talking about Rosh Hashanah as the key moment? Is that the key moment? Right, fruit that was blossomed before and after? 1 second. Mikimish Leviyah Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, let's say you're talking about fruit before and after Rosh Hashanah. So stuff that that blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, Dover Barer Shlo Hishvishu Kodem LaOmer. So it for sure did not take root before last year, Pesach. If it's blossoming before Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, so it definitely did not take root 7 months before, by Pesach. And therefore, what are you talking about? That you could bring this, it's in the world of Bikurim? Venasurin Achiyavo HaOmer V'Yatirim. Right? You have to wait for the next Karban HaOmer. This is not in the world of Bikurim, it's Asur to eat, it's Chadash. It's Chadash, so that can't be what Yashin and Chadash means in this context, right? About pre and post Rosh Hashanah. That's so late in the year. The blossom, but you're going to, mina Yashin ala Chadash? You can't take from old to new? What, as if that's a new halacha, you're old to new? It's also to eat. It's Chadash. So of course, right, there's nothing to talk about. So what's this Brisa talking about? Elak yanan kaimina, and it must be this. The perish achantu kodem chamisha aser b'shvat. Al perish achadu achash b'shvat aser b'shvat. So must not be talking about Aleph Tishrei. It must be talking about Tu b'shvat. So stuff that fruit that blossomed before and after Tu b'shvat. That's what it's talking about. Mikivan shu min achadash al yashan. Right. So therefore, chadash al yashan you can't. But what's mashma? Ha min achadash al achadash maybe. But let's say chadash on chadash. Let's say you have stuff that blossomed after Tu b'shvat. For something that blossomed after Tu B'Shvat, that would be okay. What about Shvat? Right? That's after Kislev. So what are we talking about? Shvat, right, is a month and a half after Kislev, Teve Shvat. We're talking about stuff that blossomed in Shvat. You bring Bikurim for Shvat? This is way after Chanukah. We just said after Chanukah, it's meaningless. Bikurim are in Shayach. So what are we talking about? What does it mean in Achadash El Yashan? So I'm Rebbe Chinana Bismanon. Very unclear. What does that mean? But the Farshim say the Rasiel Yosef Bismana means we're talking about when it grew. But of course, you're not designated it until way later. You designate it way later after Shavuos. But still, the halacha is you can't if they blossom now before and after. You shouldn't bring for before and after or after from before. Even if you just leave it on the tree and you don't do anything Bikurim related until months later. But still, that's what the halacha is about old and new. Okay, we're talking all about the Kriya of Bikurim. I remember the Sefer HaChinuch in Tafresh Vav. We might have mentioned some of this in the Hakdama, or maybe I think we might have ran out of time. Tafresh Vav, right, the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah of Kriyas Bikurim. The Havah Bikurim is earlier in Shmos, but Bikurim is in Dvarim, here in Kisavo. Shesavino mehavino Bikurim lemikdash likros aleya maksuim elu. The mitzvah is to read these psukim. This is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Right? Havas Bikurim is back in Mishpatim. It says this a number of times. Misharshia mitzvah says the chinuch, the message, like we think, what's the big deal? You do hava. Kriya is a separate mitzvah. Because when you say something, that often is mashpia. Lefisha ha'adam me'orer machshavosav. Umitzayer bilvavo ha'emes bekoach divrei piv. Like the chinuch often says, we're influenced by what we do, we're influenced by what we say. We're influenced by our dibur. Acharei ha'dibur nimshachos halavavos. Not just acharei ha'pa'ulos. Right? We're influenced by our words. Sometimes, even if you think something, you got to say it. Remember vidui? You could think, I'm sorry, from today till tomorrow. But if you don't verbalize it and say, I'm sorry, you haven't done the mitzvah. Vidui. Right? Val Cain says the Chinuch, Behetiv Elav Hashem Yisbarach. When Hashem gives good, Ubevarcho Oso Vetan Maso Laso Zaperos, Vizika Lahaviyam Labesa Lokenu, and you have the schus to bring it, Roi Lo La Orer Levavo, Bedivre Piyu, Velachshov Ki Akol Higi Elamesa Donah Olokim. You have to wake yourself up. How do you wake yourself up? By talking. V'yisaper chasad v'yisbarach. That's why Chiyav Hodah. Chiyav Hodah is about, you have to invite other people, the Karban Todah, right? You have to share it. You have to share it because words influence us. And where do we see this classically? Sefer Yikarim, thinking about it now, tefillah. Right, tefillah, how does tefillah work? Right, the question that the Sefer Yikarim asks, we've quoted this often in other contexts. How does tefillah work if I'm supposed to get it? So then, why do I have to daven for it? Then I'm not supposed to get it, what, tefillah changes God? And the answer is no. Tefillah doesn't change God, tefillah changes man. We are supposed to be different people through the tefillah. And therefore, before the tefillah, I was Rosner A, and after tefillah, I'm Rosner B, and therefore there's a different package in Shemayim for Rosner B. So the words are supposed to affect and change who I am. That's Mikra Bikurim right here, the Chinuch says. The Mikra Bikurim is supposed to change who I am and affect me. And not only that, adding Mikra Bikurim, Mikra is also done with Hishtachavaya. Hishtachavaya. Right, the Nesiva Shalom has a whole piece in Kisavo. Hakol, the Medrash talks about Hakol bischus hishtachavaya. Right, this is the only, I think, right, the only mitzvah I say that goes along with hishtachavaya. Tefillah, okay, the din d'rabbanan, maybe bow here and there, but what din d'araisa are you mitzvah? When you hear Shem Hashem, okay, karnim hishtachavim. But this is v'hinachtu l'vnei Hashem alkecha v'hishtachavisa. Right, it's part of the mitzvah bikurim. Right, what does that mean? Right, mitzvah bikurim. And he quotes the midrash of Hakol b'schus hishtachavaya. Hishtachavaya is a total hispatlus, total nullification of the self in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that's what he says. Shekol zman she'adam shakua be'enochius v'yeshus. As long as I'm shakua in my ego. And there, it's going to be harder. Nia mechitza umeisa chamafzik ben Yehudi laKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Kutzker, he quotes it from the Baal Shem Tov. So I guess it's earlier than the Kutzker. Anochi omei ben Hashem avenechem. Right? It's the anochius. It's the ego that stands between us and Hashem. It's not the pashus, but right. Henochi is omeis kemechitza, and therefore hishtachavaya is machnia atzmo. V'nishtachave v'nishu alechem. Here's the medrash. Hakol b'schus hishtachavaya. Avram avinu lochazem mehara moriya ela b'schus hishtachavaya. V'nishtachave v'nishu alechem. Avoseinu lo nigalu mimitzrayim ela b'schus hishtachavaya. Lo kibli Yisrael atorah ela b'schus hishtachavaya. Hagolios einon miskansos ela b'schus hishtachavaya. V'yeh b'yom hu yitaka b'shofar gadol. V'ishtachavu l'Hashem arakol b'Yerushalayim. All over, but the mitzvah that has it is Shachavaya. You put this with the kriya. It's supposed to affect us. One other final drush on this. I didn't mention this. I forgot this in the Hagdama, but in the Yagdol Torah, it's a sefer. It's a collection of Hasidic thought. He quotes this from Rabbi Bunim Yiparshischa. He says Torah is eternal. How do we bring Bikurim today? Right, today we do Truma and Meister. How do we do Bikurim today? Says Rabbi Bunim, Kasher Adam Kamba Boker Mishenaso. When a person wakes up in the morning, Umakdish es Harishus Lashem Yisbarach. If you give your first kochos to Hashem, you wake up in the morning and you go to shul and you go to a daf yomi shir and you wake up early. You give your first to Hashem, not to focus on other, right, not to check my emails, not Shenizhar Lofanos Rishus Machshavasu Lashamayim V'Rishus Hazman L'Shabed Ramach Yevar V'Chasagida L'Hashem L'Shamra Mitavas Hayetzer V'Lo La'aso Shum Dover B'Shum Ever V'Lo L'Hosi Dover Kal Mipiv Rak L'Tor V'Lavodam. That's Rishus Bikurim Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alkecha. You're bringing your Bikurim to Hashem. V'Hu Rishus Bikurim Machshavasu. That's what he quotes, that the Kutzker was Makpid T'chilas Hayom Yebidavar HaKdusha. Okay. So that's how we do Bikurim today. We start off the day. Start off the day with Torah and Avodah. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Tes Amabes. Hifrish Bikur Avu Macharas Adeo Mevi Veno Kore. We have this already. If you're Mafish Bikurim and then you sell your field, you're Mevi Veno Kore. You bring, but you're not Kore. We said this must be talking about a case where you had in mind when you were Mafish that you were going to sell your field. Vasheni. And what about the one who bought? The one who bought the fruit? Me also Amin Eno Mevi. The one who bought the fruit Well, so if you already designated pomegranates to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, right, and you're bringing them, then the buyer doesn't set bikurim for pomegranates. But what if you sold a field of pomegranates and grapes and a few things that he could bring bikurim from what you didn't designate, and now he has the fruit and the field and maybe vikari. Rabbi Yehuda Omer also a min maybe vikari. Rabbi Yehuda says, we'll learn this out from Sukkim, even from the same min, you're bringing pomegranates, he can bring pomegranates. From the same min, it's possible. Ham Hifrish says Bikurav. So now, new halacha. Is there a chiyav achrayus on Bikurim? I designate my Bikurim and then my dog eats them. Right, before I bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to learn here, you're chayav to set aside new. Hifrish says Bikurav namaku, they get rotten. Which, by the way, was probably pretty common. I have to bring the Bikurim from wherever I am, and it could take weeks, I don't know, for sure days to get there. They didn't have refrigeration. What's going to happen to my grapes and my pomegranates and my olives on the way to Yerushalayim? And it gets ruined, and I don't know, it gets, one of the suitcases goes on it and crushes it, and so it's, even though you have to put it in the basket and keep it separate, but things happen. So here is Bikur of Namaku, it gets ruined, Nivzazu gets plundered. Nignavu stolen, Avdu lost, so Shenitvu becomes Tameh, maybe Acherim Tachtehem. You have to substitute. Even though the substituted ones are not Bikurim, you have to substitute. The Eino Karbi, you don't do Mikra Bikurim, it's not your Priyadama. Right, you have to substitute. Vashniyim ein chayav anaim chomesh, but they don't. The second one, the substitute ones, don't have full status of bikurim chomesh. Meaning, if a czar eats it, remember, if a czar eats truma by mistake, he has to add on 25% when he pays back the kohen chomesh. So he doesn't have to do that for this one because it doesn't really have the status of bikurim. Nitmu bazara, but what if you already brought it into the azara and then it becomes tamei? No face ve'eino kare. Then you take it and you throw it on the floor. No face means not just put it down nicely. You throw it on the floor. You scatter it. Ve'eino kare. Why do you do that? Because you don't want anybody to eat it. So if you throw it on the floor, you know, demonstratively, I would use that word, right? So then people would know, and you don't do any kriya. How do you know that you're chayv bachrayus? If something happens to them before you bring it to harabayus, you have to resupply. You have to bring it to Har HaBayis. The shiloh that the Mefarshim on the Mishnah ask here is, so when are you putter? When are you done? Har HaBayis. Once you bring it to Har HaBayis, you're no longer responsible. So why did the previous line of the Mishnah say, if it becomes Tamei in the Azara? It should say, it becomes Tamei in Har HaBayis. Right, that's, right, Tamei in Har HaBayis, then you throw it down. Right, why does it switch? Har HaBayis is all you have to do. That's a Tosfos Yontif's kasha. Right? Why does it say switch from Har HaBayis is really the only way you have to bring it to? So why does it say Nitmu Ba'azara? So he says V'yesh Lomar Mishum De'eno Kori Havar Abusa. The Chiddush is that you might have thought you could even do the Mikra Bikurim because when you brought it into the Azara, it was still tar. So you did your still says that Filu Heviim Tahorim Ad La'Azara Filu Hachi Eino Kori. That's the Chiddush. You're right. Once it came into the Arabayas, that's the end of your Achrayas. But the Chiddush is, you might have thought that if you bring it into the Azara, so then that's already, you could even do the Mikra. The answer is no. The Mishnah Rishona has another pshat here on the bottom. Another Chiddush, but we'll leave that for now. Hare, continuing the Mishnah, Hare Shehevi Miminachod, Bekara, V'chazar Vevi Miminacher, Hare Zeh No Kore. Oh, another Chiddush. Mikra Bikurim is done once a year. If you bring your pomegranates and then you bring your olives a month later, well, you don't do Mikra Bikurim again. Hareza Eino Kore. Eino Kore, once a year. Once a year, that is the halacha. The Rambam says in Zion Yud Aleph, again, we'll have to get to the ceremony more a little bit later, but the Rambam says in Zion, okay, we're not going to read it right now, but we'll have to see. Dalad Yud Aleph. Here it is. Dalad Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, once a year, period. My time with the Rabbanon, says the Gemara, what's the reason for the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon, we had one machlokas, first half of the Mishnah. What was the machlokas? If you bring from the same min. The same min, the Tanakhama says, the buyer cannot bring. You already brought pomegranates. And the Behuda says you can. My time, the Rabbanan wanted to say no. He got the ayom pamachas umagav ino magav pam shniyah because the Rabbanan say that's talking about the fruit. One time for the pomegranates and not two times for the pomegranates. But less later, Rebbe Yehuda came. Rebbe Yehuda doesn't say this. Isle ba'adam echad. Rebbe Yehuda says by one person. One person can't bring pomegranates twice. Avo b'shnei b'nei adam magid v'chozer u'magid. But for two people, it's okay. So machlokas. Vashnei min chayer olam chomesh. But the second, the substitute ones, if you eat them by accident, if you're a czar, you don't have to resupply. It's not a chomesh. Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum yechidi ani shon osa. I think that line in the Mishnah is a das yachid. Vitani Kane, Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Shnayim ein chayav, Shniim ein chayav alem chomesh. So you see, it's a das yachid, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says, I think we pasken the other way. I think the Rabbanan would say that you do this becomes bikurim, and therefore you'd be chayav to pay a chomesh. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Mishem Rav Kahana, Shnayim, Shniim lochen afilu menashuk. What do you mean? The Shniim, you could just buy, right? Any fruit could be the substitute. You could just buy them from the shuk, right? You don't have to bring it from your karka because you're not going to bring them, you're not going to say mikra either. And you're just bringing them as a chiyav. Ain't abundant, says the Marafolda, Ela Batara's damim. Shechai bachriyusan, you're just chai bachrayas. So therefore, you could bring any mat of it loan. So now the Gemara just asks, how do you treat these shniim? We're going to have two, you saw that we're going to come up later in the Masechta. Kitosefes habikurim o kiiter habikurim. Tosefes bikurim means you're adding on. You want to bring more for your bikurim, so we'll get to the halacha what that is. That has the status of bikurim. Itur is when you take other fruits and you like make it pretty in the basket, like you surround the bikurim with other fruits. That's itur bikurim. So Tosefes has one halacha and itur has another halacha. So these substitute bikurim, are they like Tosefes or are they like itur? And there's going to be differences in halacha. In tabdinu kitosefes bikurim, do you have to take chumas and maizrus from them? From these, this extra bikurim, actual bikurim, you don't have to take chumas and maizrus from, right? It does if the kazavet bikurim. If you treat these like kazavet bikurim, paturim and demai, they're pata from demai and from chumas and maizrus. In tavdinu ki itra bikurim chayavim b'demai. So which is it? So that question is not answered. Okay, we'll have to stop there by nitmu. By the Hashem, we will continue when we get into double digits. We get into the tenth daf of bikurim, the last full daf here in Maseches Bikurim as we continue our march. We are in the last Masechta in Seder Zeroyim. We are in the third to last Perek in Seder Zeroyim, almost finishing the Perek Bez Hashem next time in the following Shir.